Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April 2nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for coming back and tuning in again, everybody. And let's go ahead and acknowledge where we are in this week of Passover and Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. And let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another outstanding teaching that she's bringing to us. So we look forward to that. Now let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this special occasion of this week of Passover, and this week of really Easter Sunday and Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection on Sunday morning. And we just thank you for it. Thank you for everything it symbolizes to the believer in Christ. And thank you for just everything that came with that exercise. It was just an incredible sacrifice of God's only begotten Son. So we thank you for it. Thank you for everything that's preparing us, not only for this week and weekend, but for everything that we have to look forward to with regards to this blessing. So give us a great call, we pray tonight. And thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the night. Tuesday and Thursday nights when we have a really good teaching and we get to listen to it and learn from it and comment on it. So whenever you're ready, Sue, I think Bob and I are all ears.
Thank you, Bruce. So these are really tied into our purpose, and so that's why I selected them and kind of why we're listening to these after, it's hard to believe, 10 years, just hard to believe. You were shaped for serving God. Who is Apollos and who is Paul? We are simply God's servants, by whom you were led to believe. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him or her to do. I planted the seed. Apollos watered the plant, but it was God who made the plant grow. 1 Corinthians 3:5. Accepting your assignment. It's God himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, he planned that we should spend these lives helping others. Ephesians 2:10. Jesus prayed, I glorified you, Father, on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. John 17:4. You were created to serve God. You were placed on this planet for a special assignment. God has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do. Ephesians 6:7. Before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart for a special work, says the Lord. Jeremiah 1:5. You were saved to serve God. You're not saved by service, but you are saved for service.
That's good.
It is God who saved us and chose us for his holy work, not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan. 2 Timothy 1:9. God paid a great price for you. So use your body to honor God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing him. Romans 12:1. Our love for each other proves that we have gone from death to life. 1 John 3:14. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. You had quite a few different concepts in that teaching that were all good and all well-related. Thank you for that. I tell you, it's to understand, to make our calling sure. The Bible talks about that. And it meaning secure, to make it tight, to make it right, to get it. You know, that's part of what we're all about. And I like the fact that we're not saved by works. Nothing that we can do can save us in and of ourselves, but we're saved unto good works. In other words, you know, God prepares our hearts so that we can make a confession of faith in the finished work of Jesus on the cross, not only who he was, and that's what's taught of in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John talks about who Jesus was as he walked around, you know, doing miracles and just teaching, preaching, and doing miracles. And everybody was amazed by it. But it wasn't enough to believe in who Jesus was then. And none of the disciples even really got it until after Jesus was sent to the cross to die as a perfect sacrifice, a sinless man who was also God, who died for us, who knew no sin, in other words, he had no sin in his life, because he didn't come from Adam. He did not come in that biological hierarchy because he was born of a virgin. Okay? So he you know, that was all God's plan. And by that, you know, he who knew no sin literally became sin for us when he was on the cross. And that's why he was so disfigured in his, you couldn't even tell he was even human after that. I mean, he literally became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so it's really an amazing exchange, really, that we take by faith, by believing in what Jesus actually accomplished, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We can't forget that. The resurrection is what gives us our eternal life through faith in Christ. And it's not about the works that we do to get there, because even the Bible says our own righteousness is as filthy rags. The only righteousness we truly have is that of Jesus himself, his righteousness. So it's important at this time of year, with Resurrection Sunday coming up, and Good Friday tomorrow night, and then Sunday, understand that this whole thing is based on faith. That's what God really, really impresses him, is our faith. That's what he wants to see. And so that's what we believe, and that's what we give him. We believe in what Jesus did, what he accomplished, and the fact that he rose again from the dead on the third day. So there was a lot of good stuff in that, Sue. I really like it. I really like the fact that we can take that and say, okay, what are we in Big Call Universe called to? Are we called, in terms of the Big Call, are we called to do good works after this blessing arrives to us? And what are those going to look like? And we know those projects that we have in mind are to better humanity. and to uplift everybody around the globe. And that's what we're going to do. And it's really a beautiful thing that we have been set apart for. We're set apart to do that. And I look forward to doing that with everybody that we will meet eventually, meet a lot of people from Big Call Universe that want to be part of Rebuild America, Rebuild International, part of what we're going to do for the veterans and the Pastoral Retreat Network. So we've got four projects that we're going to do, plus everything that you're going to do, Sue, and everything Bob's going to do in addition to that, and everything everybody else is going to do. But we'll see how much that we have that we can come in common to work together. But it's really important to see how, you know, the gospel works, the gospel according to Paul, which is really in 1 Corinthians 15. If you want to read that, that's where you really understand, oh, I see. It's not just who Jesus was. It's what he accomplished as the perfect lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And so, you know, God knew us. Even before we were born, he knew because of his foreknowledge who we would be and what we would do. He knows the end from the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. So it's a remarkable, remarkable thing when you think about everything that God knows about us, everything that we know, and where we're going together, especially as a group, as Big Call Universe. So, Sue, I appreciate that. I don't want to go too long, but I did appreciate the teaching and enjoyed it. Thank you so much for it. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Bruce.
You're welcome. And then, Bob, how did this teaching resonate with you, and what did you like or dislike about it, and how does it affect what you believe?
Well, the first thing was, Bruce, I was sitting here thinking about how Sue is like a farmer.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's somebody who's outstanding in her field.
Absolutamente.
That's so cute. Ain't that so beautiful, Bob? Thank you.
She is outstanding in her field. She is that, yes.
That's funny.
But, you know, I really like this teaching. It was very relaxing listening to both of you and just kind of letting go and feeling, you know, how great it felt to just soak it in. I love the part about the fact that we're here to honor God. And it just struck me sometimes we get so caught up in what we're doing, busy things during the day, even if the busy things are in service.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be doing great service work, but if our minds get going so fast, we forget that we're doing it to honor God, then maybe it's a good time to slow down a little bit with your thoughts and think about that. And I love the part about knowing your purpose. It's something that I think most of us are always striving for, to know if we're on the right track, if we're fulfilling our purpose, our life path, if we're on the right path. And if we get this strong feeling that we are, then it's time to, to sit quietly and say our prayers and confirm in our communion that this is the path, and to be given a sign that it's the right path. And if it's true and you get the sign and you're convinced, that's when it's time to really plan with audacity, which is what we always hear Sue talking about in regard to the people that are able to get her service in creating the outlines for their projects. Those are plans with audacity. And then it when it's time, and if it's time now, like it is for some of us, then to really execute with as much passion and vigor as you can on that plan, and leave room for asking again for more communion about the path. Make sure you're staying on the path. Make adjustments if you need to, and then reorganize the plan a little bit if necessary, and then execute again with that focus, knowing that the quality and intensity of your execution is how you demonstrate your honor to God. And then and then take time to give praise to God for that guidance that was received and the opportunity to actually do this, to have been saved for service, to be having given this life for that service. And give praise for that chance to serve, and then allow the good feelings that will wash over you as you allow yourself to make your service and the demonstration of your service what drives those feelings of closeness to God. And it's in your prayers that you are able to honor God and get very close and just really enjoy that feeling of satisfaction, of certainty, and dwell on those feelings, because that when all said and done, it's those feelings that are the prayer.
That's good, Bob.
That's so
I like
beautiful, Bob.
Yeah. Very well said, Bob. Mm.
Thank you, Bob.
You know, Sue, I heard, thank you, Bob. Sue, I heard Joyce Meyer yesterday teaching about the idea of the power of short prayer. In other words, sometimes people think they need to pray on and on and on and on and on and repeat and do everything. But really, short prayer is very effective with God. You can just say, like the prayer of Jabez, I think was like 29 or 30 words, something like that. And it's effective. There were other examples. There was an example of a short prayer that was like 29 words to extend the life of one of the prophets. And God answered the prayer and extended his life 15 years. And it's kind of like, you know, God wants us to be in touch with him and talk with him and communicate and just let our feelings and what we're thinking be known to God. He already knows what we're thinking, but, you know, he likes the communication. And sometimes short prayers, like what Joyce Meyer was teaching on, made a lot of sense to me. And I just wondered what you thought of this teaching, Sue, and just how it might affect how you pray or how you think.
I think for me, this was a very epic reveal. And it's a spectrum, because I'm going to go to you first, Bruce. Listening to how you described the experience of Christ on the cross and your perception of Christ and his burial and his resurrection and his eternal nature. And as you were speaking about it, I was actually in the scene. And I had things coming up around, I'm getting an echo, it's too bad. I had this internal knowing that came up about Christ coming And Bob captured it really well. To show us the end of separation. He was really demonstrating, and he wanted us to own it. And that's where I'm a little bit unique. He wanted us to actually experience and see that I'm so close to the power, the glory, and the oneness of God that I will make possible your knowing through my resurrection what is possible for you. It's very, very nuanced, because if you're not really feeling into it with your whole body, mind, and spirit, I mean, there are a lot of things you could take away, like it's dangerous to be that Christ-like. There's a lot to that. And so Christ, to me, and that's what I think Bob was getting at, and I also was hearing about, you know, doing our projects, etc. He was this perfect instrument of showing us the four states that humanity enters into. Bob touched this. Thinking, feeling, acting, and being. And so what we're doing here is to start to get into a healthier relationship, because it's all about relationship. That's what Bob was also carrying across. It's about how intimate are your relationships with yourself, with the interior of yourself. Do you even know or have? Can you even talk about your interior? What you're really feeling deep inside you, because you can't know or relate to others unless you actually know and relate to yourself. And so that's where, when you begin to unravel that and you enter into a deeper relationship with yourself, with God, and with Christ, you move into this deeper space of resonating with everything. The Father and I are one. You start moving into that oneness, that abbreviation, call it a short prayer, when your eye is single, these things and more will you do. You start to become worthy of the promises and these things and greater. What would it be if we could become Christ-like and not suffer like Christ? What would it be like if we could be so close to God that we could create projects where people, we looked after people like plants, and we said, this survival thing, this slave thing that you've been, is the old program. And what if you could learn that by being in a rhythmic, centered, the way Christ walked and talked, and out of a beta, doing, external crusher, you can't get there unless you have it anchored in your nervous system. You literally cannot get there. If you're not stable in your nervous system and calm and regulated, it's impossible for you to walk as Christ. And think about all the people that you know that can speak about it, but their nervous systems are dysregulated, they're all over the place, they're abrupt, they're this, they're that. That's not Christ-like behavior. That's what Christ came to show us, is coherent love. Coherence means you're getting closer to God, you're slowing down, you're more thoughtful, you're more intimate, you notice more, you're in awe. And he also said, these are the things you will do and greater. He pointed to us He pointed into us. Now, why would people want to turn you away from that fact? Ask yourself that question. Why would people not want to point it to you that you have that same greater things? If Christ was your parent and he leaned over you and said, greater things will you do. How come you never heard that growing up? How come you never felt that growing up? I think that's the place we're in today. To take that really, really deeply. And those are my thoughts. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate your take on that. Yeah, these are good teachings. And we can go a lot of different directions with them, as you know. So thank you for your perspective. Thank you, Bob, as well. Let's see if anybody has any prayer or praise for us tonight, Sue.
From Pastor Scott. Tonight's praises go to humanity for all the global partners who are part of the Artemis Space Program. I watched the liftoff and the people involved in its design and production across the globe. It's just the beginning, again, into space travel after 50 years after the Apollo program.
Yeah.
Also, I just watched a video about the Starlink satellite system that we use here on the Big Call. Its effectiveness is amazing. Our world is changing. Wait till Big Call Universe begins our humanitarian efforts once we redeem. Enough said. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So that's Pastor
Thank
Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Very good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Artemis II, did you see the space shot, Sue? Did you see it?
I didn't. I did not.
Yeah.
I have it on my calendar for tomorrow.
Okay.
Praise
be
to God, getting better. Oh, sorry. Praise be to God, getting better each day. Thank you so much, Bruce, for the beautiful healing prayer, and thanks to everyone on the Big Call for praying for my health improvement. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18:20. Jesus prayed, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Matthew 26:39. Then Jesus crying said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Luke 23:46. Therefore, we've been buried with him by baptism into death by the glory of the Father, so we may walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4. Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Matthew 28:5-6. Resurrection Sunday 4-6 celebrates Jesus' victory over death, focusing on the empty tomb and eternal life. May the risen Christ fill everyone with grace and blessing during this Easter season and always. Wishing everyone peace, joy, and love. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. One correction. Easter Sunday is 4-5. It's the 5th of April, not the 6th. But that was a very good praise report, I call it. Because it included quite a bit of scripture, and all of it was very valuable. So thank you, Jeannie, for that. And, yeah. Sue? Very good. Anybody else? Anything else that we have?
No.
That was it, eh?
And I'm just doing one little quick thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're ready, I think. Hold on.
We're ready now? Okay. All right. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, Pastor Scott. And thank you, Jeannie, for always bringing something very positive to the call and allowing us to pray and to praise God for things that have been happening in our lives. So, yeah, let's take it and run with that. Sue, this is a cool time. This is a really amazing time of the year. Early April. A lot is happening in the month of April, isn't it, Sue? It's really...
It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really... It's very important that we remember those things. And, Sue, I know you've completed your class a week ago, but I know that we're offering some things. Have we made any more progress in that regard as far as additional offerings? Or what would you like to teach us and what would you say to us tonight?
Well, we're going to take you, this segment is going to be opening the vault, saying hello, some testimonials, and some new surprises for you. Don't worry, Pod, not another class. Well, I mean, they're the ones that say, when's the next class?
The next class, Sue. They want another class sometimes.
I know. It's such a gift of alignment. It's really, we're in a time when, for people, let me see, how do I frame this? And I'm looking at my time. We're going to be moving into a time that is very, very different. This is for all my quantum physicist friends out there, and I wonder if they're listening. I wish they would text. And it's going to be the path of living intelligence. And so we're going to open the vault to that living intelligence where literally your ability to walk with Christ, create the new living, not the dying entropic system that was trapped in scarcity, status quo, being stuck, you name it, we all know it. The matrix, you can call it all those different words. But we're going to be recreating, regenerating, and walking with technologies and awareness and new learning and new discoveries and new neuroplasticity and brain-derived nootropic factors and hello, boomers! So fun to crescendo on that.
Yeah, really.
Literally, that are, you know, about love, that are about connecting, not siloing and separating and all of that. It's going to be like living in a kaleidoscope. So I'm going to read you a testimonial first, and then we'll go on to our vault opening. Greetings, Sue. I want you to know how very grateful I am. And this is a friend of friends of mine in Arizona. I want you to know how very grateful I am to be, that was for you, Bruce, to be experiencing the multitude of benefits from both the team building class and the most recent emergent sovereign systems class. I now feel prepared to both present material and ask the right questions leading to successful team building and create solid systems. Your authentic, delightful knowledge, your manner of presenting the multitude of information impressed me greatly. I look forward to applying the class information innumerable phases of the meetings with confidence and clarity. Thank you again for sharing your deep wisdom with us. Warm regards, Harry. My little friends out there who just heard that. So that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. I'm going to read two more. This is, I learned so much from these classes about, and here's where we're going to get into our new offering, how collaboration could work. Thank you, David. Good afternoon, Sue. Thinking about how messy collaboration can be and the way you walked us through it, I'm beginning to be inspired and let go of my past fears of working in a diverse room. Jack, that's interesting that it was two men. So here's something I'd like to ask of everybody. Have you ever been in a room where everyone was impressive, but nothing actually moved, or you felt like there was just like this posturing, or, you know, people were kind of, there wasn't a lot of trust in the room, where people were smart, accomplished, even well-intentioned, but there was no real collaboration, no coherence, no life in that room or that system? Because here's what most people don't realize about that situation. Teams don't fail because of a lack of talent. They fail because of a lack of connection intelligence. Most people haven't been trained how to really, truly feel the room, connect, create connection, make bridges. And you see all of us on the big call here, and Bob is so good. He always braids. So is Bruce. He's always, you know, you see us braiding back and forth into each other. That's a learned skill, so that everybody feels seen, everybody feels heard, everybody feels appreciated. And as Margaret Heffernan said, for good, she's a great team person. For good ideas and true innovation, you need human interaction, but you also need a little conflict, a little difference, a little argument, a little bit of debate. But most people were never taught how to do that well. So we're pulling out, we've had a number of people that have joined the pod, Bruce, new to Hugh, and it's pretty cool. They're like, what, do you have any more classes? They've bought like seven. Can I have more? It's so fun. Thank you. And you know who you are. I'm going to say Linda. Linda. Helen. Yeah, Gail. A lot of these people. Diana. Who else?
Linda, Helen, Gail, Diana.
There are a bunch of men, and I'm just forgetting
any,
their
any
names
new
right
men?
Now.
I was going to say any new
yeah,
men.
Yeah, of
names?
Course. And I want to say that it's a pretty cool thing because we have almost half and half men and women. So that's a very big intention, as you'll hear me saying, his, her, often inserted, because that gets into people's language, nervous system, and brain, and that's what I'm here to do. So collaboration isn't a personality trait. It's a skill. And so we created a class called Not the Art, but the Heart and Science of Collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I just have to tell a story. Mm-hmm. Today, and I hope he's listening, I got a chance to call somebody who is just needing a little assistance. That's how I'm going to say it. And he is working, Helen, in taking care of service animals. That's his project. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. And as soon as I heard his voice, should I say his voice? Well, I'll say, Mr. M. It was just like the fact that you could tell that he was so attuned. He was really into Christ. He was really vulnerable. he was really strong and vulnerable. I said, oh my God. I mean, I knew it as soon as I had 3 minutes with him. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't dominating. He wasn't over-talking. He was really honest about being on this path and doing something as sensitive as taking care of animals and being in, you know, just moving through this life at this time. And it was one of the most inspiring conversations I'd ever had. And I said, you're the future of men on this planet because you're honest about what you're going through. You're warm. Your heart is open. You're taking care of animals. That is what we all need to be, and that is the heart and science of collaboration. So here's what we're doing. The new teams, I mean, I'm telling you guys, I'm sure you can tell by now if you've been around me that I language beyond the same old, same old. It's nuanced. It's got interpersonal neurobiology. It's how your brain is being rewired. And this man, Mr. M, said, you know, I struggle with believing that people are going to be there for me. It's like I'm carrying this baggage. Most people are. Because of the separation, because of being in this but not in the world, most people are walking around with 95% trauma for not being able to pick, collect, be around people that match who they are, what their purpose is, and so they don't have a model. They've never been. Like, I've been in rooms where I had my partner and they said, it feels like Christmas because you're having so much fun. I get to work in things where it feels the pod is like Christmas. The big call is like Christmas. Every room that I'm in is pretty much like Christmas. That is going to be what you will do if you get either new teams or the heart and science of collaboration, or both, if you want. Oh, God. It's like, here goes my weekend. So here's what we're going to do. We're pulling it out. We're pulling it out of the vault. So for you, Bruce, it's the heart and science. You can just say
heart. Science of collaboration. Just call it heart. H-E-A-R-T, heart.
Yeah, call it heart.
Yep.
Okay. And it's two classes. And what it's going to do is it's going to help you to model, you know, like getting, like, who's ever been praised for how they can put a party together? Because there's a little bit, not everybody's the same. There's a little mixture, a little spice, a little salt, a little sweet. It's like cooking a delicious meal. How you create your team, how you create that collaboration, you've got to be doing that. Like, okay, is this like a delicious mental, emotional, spiritual meal for people? That's what we show you, begin to show you. We can't, you know, if you walked with us for 6 months, but it's going to begin to prime you for knowing what is the most important thing. The disciples that are going to get your projects out there. This is your team. So here's what you're going to do. Ask yourself this question. Have I ever enjoyed being in a room and creating something? A lot of people have been in rooms, parties, this, that. Working with people of different temperaments, different agendas and everything, but I learned how to collaborate and enjoy the difference, the distinctions, be quiet when I needed to be quiet, learn when I needed, you know, contribute. Have you ever learned that? Would you like to learn that? Then this class is for you. Next, new teams. It's $100. New teams, remember, this is after 35 years and working in all kinds of high-end, middle-end, low-trust, you name it, been in it, paid attention to it, had to correct it. Teams and situations. So new teams is going to show you just kind of You're going to get to have a meditation that will rewire you into the memory of the version of you that can go into any situation and begin to architect and design your ideal team. So here's what I want to do and give you as a little treat. You might want to get your pen out so you can remember this. This is a kind of prayer. I want you to shut your eyes, and I want you to imagine that you are saying hello to the Christed energy in you, that knew how to collaborate and that knew that you had the best team with you now. I want you to say, hello, myself, my Christ self. Thank you for maybe letting me purchase these two programs so I could know it more deeply. Thank you for letting me. You're already in existence. I already know you. I already have a great team. And I'm going to learn how to practice enjoying this as I walk through and get these two programs so I can master this. Isn't that what it's about? It's learning how to be the awareness, the consciousness that has learned to master building teams, loving the process and become a master of it. Can you imagine if you could walk in life and say, I built this team and this team and this team, and I knew how to get people to supervise it or whatever? That's what it is. That's oneness with your ultimate desire. So all you have to do, integratedminds@hushmail.com, new teams or heart. PayPal, no PayPal, name and telephone number. And this is what we're going to do for the whole big call, and I'm ending now. Don't worry, Bruce. I want everybody on this call to imagine they were giving the hello to Bruce's team, to Sue's team, to Bob's team, everybody, to the whole pod's team, to every team. Like, everybody has their ideal team. And I want you tomorrow to just think, like, in your heart, feel what that's doing to your being right now, that everybody is surrounded with people they love to create meaning and Christ purpose with. Now, you walk around like that for a day, giving that intention, energy, and vision that everybody has their ideal team, and watch your separation dissolve. That's my segment for tonight.
All right, Sue. Thank you for that. Two options tonight. New Teams 100 and Heart 100. Yeah,
yes.
That's good. I love that. That's right. That's great, Sue. Okay. Well, that's good. That gives people an option. A lot of people will, I'm sure, get both. If they haven't already gotten new teams already, they should go ahead and get both. So,
the Heart and
excellent.
Science of Collaboration is cool.
The Heart and Science of Collaboration, I'm calling Heart, for the purpose of the email.
Yep.
The Heart and Science of Collaboration. From the vault.
From the vault.
All right, Sue. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Remember, we'll remind everybody in my segment about that. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Bob, we had an opportunity to talk this afternoon. I know you've got some new things planned for us. And I hope you still have some testimonials that'll be new. And why don't we just let you run with it, Bob, and just tell us what you have and what you're offering and any testimonials that you want to bring out.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to go through two testimonials that are good 5-star testimonials that just came in.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go through a 1-star testimonial.
Okay. Fun.
Which happens once in a while.
You're so good that way, Bob. You're so good.
So the first one is one of the good ones. It says, my husband and I have been using Boomer Boost for the past 6 years. We find it really helps with our overall health and energy levels as we age. I use it in our green smoothies every morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
6 years. So another one came in, and this was about using Boomer Boost and collagen together. It says, mm-hmm. I enjoy the smooth powder texture. It dissolves in whatever drink I use. I love all the L nutrients in this too. So she's referring to L-carnitine and different things like that that are really helpful for you. And we'll talk a little bit more about collagen in a couple of minutes. But I'm trying to see if I can find. Oh yeah, it's 1-star testimonial, and this is about Good Night Formula. And let me open up the whole thing. Okay, so it said, I was disappointed that taking 2 of the sleep aids didn't last long, 4 hours max. And so wasn't really sure exactly what that meant, but mm-hmm. we talked about this morning on why that might be possible. Every Thursday morning, we do a morning call with all of the staff over Zoom. So people are in all different places, but we're all talking together. And so then afterwards, one of the people on the staff called this woman up, and happily, we got her on the phone. And
cool.
What we had talked about doing was suggesting that she try taking the sleep aid with magnesium. And a lot of times we know that if people are really deplete in magnesium, they have a lot mm-hmm. of trouble sleeping. And we also know that they have a lot of trouble maintaining their muscle as they age if they're mm-hmm. low in magnesium. And so it's always good if you have that to take a magnesium pill before you go to sleep at night. And if you mm-hmm. take it with our sleep aid, it tends to make the sleep aid work even better. And so she's going to try that. But in addition, we also directed her to about a half hour long podcast that we have. It's all about sleep. And we taught her one particular technique, which everybody can use if you're listening and you particularly if you wake up at night and your mind is racing, or if you're trying to go to sleep but your mind is racing, it's very easy to make that stop by relaxing your tongue. And that was one of the things we suggested, because it seemed like part of her being awake after 4 hours was a result of that active mind. It's very hard to stay awake when your tongue is relaxed. It's kind of like trying to keep your eyes open when you're sneezing. And so I'm getting tired just thinking, relaxing my tongue,
me
and
too.
I haven't relaxed it yet.
My eyes are closed.
That's one of the techniques that's in that podcast, but it's also about, biorhythms and how you want to make sure you get some sunlight, especially first thing in the morning, and then having your room dark at night so your body knows it's nighttime and time to go to sleep.
Right.
And so we're looking forward to hearing back from this lady. that either by taking it with magnesium or one of the techniques that's in the podcast really was able to help her. But it's okay. It's a good thing that we have this feedback, right, with this really great software called Looks Reviews, because it gave her a chance to communicate with us and say, hey, there's something going on. You know, it's not working for me. And it gave us a chance to reach out to her and do what we can to help her out.
Right.
The other thing is this, Bruce, you know, on Tuesday, Sue said, wouldn't it be nice if you talked a little bit about fascia?
Right. So, oh boy.
I'm not going to talk about it for a long time, but I will go into some of it. But it's real easy also for people to learn more you know, just watching YouTube videos about it. There's a lot of really good information on the Internet about fascia. And, you know, fascia is like if you've ever had a chicken that you're cutting up, and you get to the point where you have this kind of clear white tissue, which is hard to cut and impossible to tear, and you're not really going to eat it. Maybe it would go in the soup later on, which would be fine. There's lots and lots of collagen in that fascia. Well, human beings have that fascia as well. It's not always as tough and strong as what you're seeing in the chicken, particularly because fascia has the ability to morph into different states. And so if you could think of, say, like coconut oil, which at room temperature, say 74 degrees, is like a paste, but if the temperature in your house goes up to 80 degrees, it starts to become
it's
a
water.
Liquid.
It is liquid, yeah.
And fascia is like that. It will morph from a gel state to a liquid state, and there's a lot of different things that can have an effect on that, and it depends on what's needed from the fascia at the time, but it also can change, especially from dehydration. And it's one of the best reasons to keep your body well hydrated is when your body's well hydrated, your fascia will be less sticky and dry and way less likely to create what some people call trigger points. They're really adhesions of the fascia that end up creating these knots that you can get in your upper back or your neck that cause, and especially in your lower back, which cause pain, and the pain radiates, and it's very, very hard to get rid of. And a lot of times it's from either being sedentary or repetitive types of motions that have stretched your fascia, or, you know, from surgery or injury or, like we said, dehydration. And so it's very important to know enough about your fascia to care for it, to try to keep it in more of a liquid state, and also to know that it's a very powerful communication organ, and it goes all throughout your body. So the fascia wraps around your muscles. It goes in between your muscles, and it actually goes inside your muscles, and it wraps around your bones and your blood vessels, and all of your internal organs are coated with it. They call it the endless web. And it's giving the structure to your body so that it's in the shape of a human being, right? It's holding your internal organs in the right place in your body so they don't float around and move around and stretch the connecting tubes that are linking them together. It's holding everything together. And it's also providing feedback to your brain as to how things are going in your body. So when we talk about the body-mind connection, there's different ways that our body communicates to our brain. You know, in our gut, we have enteric nerves that will send communication to the vagus nerve, which ends up in our brain. But the fascia is one of the main things. It's kind of constantly eavesdropping on everything that's going on in your body, and it's sending signals. It's got over 250,000 nerve endings in your fascia, and they're constantly sending signals up to your brain about how things are in your body. And this is, in its essence, a large part of your body-mind connection. And it has an effect on your affect. So if there's things going on in your body and your fascia starts sending signals to your brain, hey, we have an issue here, it can create anxiety, right? And then vice versa, and sometimes worse, if you have anxiety from a mental thing that is going on, most commonly, you know, awfulizing things and distorting the information that you're receiving to make it worse than it really is, and you communicate that down to your body and through your vagus nerve that's locked into sympathetic, you know, system, and your fascia picks up on that, and it makes it contract. And so you can get these contractions and adhesions and pain. It's like, oh man, I'm so stressed, I have this pain in my shoulder. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. because the signal is landing in the fascia around your shoulder and your back muscles and contracting it. And so it's very, it's a two-way street, but there's more information going from your body to your brain than otherwise. And right. This is another reason why exercises that are designed to put you into parasympathetic and to get you operating from the belief that things are okay, you're a child of God, God's got you, right? You're made from God, and you're not this bundle of nerves that's reacting to every little stimulus, right? Once you make that shift and that becomes your default, it becomes your norm that you're in this parasympathetic state, your fascia is always receiving positive messages, and it's not going to go into these adhesions and you know, squeeze your muscles and twist and cause these, you know, knots. And there's more to it than this as well, but just suffice it to say that once you do have a problem with your fascia and it gets contracted and it starts pulling, quite often what happens is because it's all connected together, and there's actually four different types of fascia, and there's many layers of it, and it's all connected together. It's actually a larger organ than your skin, believe it or not. And if one part gets contracted, and because it's connected, it will contract another part and another, and contracted fascia in your leg can end up causing a problem in your shoulder on the other side of your body. And so therapists that are very skilled in working with the fascia will be able to trace it. And so it's like, wow, I got this sore shoulder. Well, they can move and manipulate your shoulder. They can palpate the fascia. They can use a technique that will give it more springiness instead of tightness. And they can trace that, and they can pull on it in one direction, and the person will go, oh, now it's hurting over there. Oh, now it's hurting there. And eventually they'll get to the spot that needs the most therapy. But in fact, the fascia all through your body got stretched and twisted from this one localized site. And so the skilled, you know, myofascial release people, Rolfers, visceral manipulation train, which the viscera is one of the four kinds of fascia, and particularly people trained in Aston Therapeutics are incredibly valuable at helping to restructure your fascia. And fascia, when you're young, it has this beautiful, the strands that make up the fascia that are made of collagen and elastin and hyaluronic acid, they have this kind of curly hair type of structure to them. And that's why little children can skip and jump and move around and twist and crawl under the table. It's because the fascia is still in a state that is the way kangaroos are, that can jump so high. They have very special fascia, which is what allows them to do that. And little children have that too. But as we age, that curly nature to the strands tends to straighten out and dry out. And as you age, your fascia is no longer this having, you know, it has this springing type of capability. And but you can regain some of that from therapy and also exercise. And especially like with Aston therapists, when you get an Aston massage, they're going to massage you in this kind of wavy motion as they're tracing your fascia and releasing these adhesions. And with their energy and their intention and their massage, they're reintroducing this wavy pattern to your fascia. And a very powerful technique. I got to sit with Judith Aston in a training for 4 days one time many years ago and learn from her. She was Ida Rolf's partner when Rolfing was first created. And after Ida passed away, Judith introduced what essentially is Rolfing without the pain. It's not as deep tissue where it doesn't go all the way down to the viscera. It's more of a surface and energetic type of massage that's really highly, highly valuable. And so if anybody is having that type of trouble, you can look up and find people that will do myofascial release, visceral manipulation, and possibly even Aston Therapeutics, I'm not sure, but you can go onto the Upledger site, which was John Upledger who created craniosacral therapy. So it's UPLEDGER. And if you go on that site and click find a therapist, a new screen comes up and click advanced, and then it'll let you go down and select a type of therapy. So look for myofascial release or visceral manipulation, put in your zip code and hit the enter key, and it will bring up a list of the people who are trained in those therapies in your area. Very easy to manipulate. If you're trying to do it and you get stuck, give us a call and we'll help walk you through it. And there's lots of other types of therapies, of course, on that site. Those are just the two that are related, you know, to what we're talking about here tonight. Mm-hmm.
Bob, can I thank you? And can I just add one that was just incredible? I just got a text from people saying how much they appreciate it. So the other piece about fascia is that it holds trauma. So when everybody has money to make a commitment to get healthy touch and begin to move that trauma out of their fascia, you know, investing in 1 or 2 sessions a week, that's going to speed the healing of our world. Okay? So thank you so much,
Absolutely.
Bob. That
thank
was really
you.
Good.
That's a really good point. And, you know, on that Upledger site, there are people that you'll be able to find that are trained in myofascial release and visceral manipulation, and a lot of them are also trained in what's called somato-emotional release. So when you're doing a different type of massage, particularly fascia, because it's so connected with your vagus nerve that it tends to hold the trauma in the fascia as opposed to in the muscle. And if you have somebody that's trained in somato-emotional release, it's very helpful because sometimes the release of that trauma can be extremely disturbing. Especially if the stored trauma was a really terrible thing, okay? And so you want someone who knows how to handle that, who knows how to make sure that you're safe in the midst of that release. So if they have it in your area, in your zip code, find somebody certified in both visceral manipulation or myofascial release, and then also FER, somato emotional release. But thanks, Sue. That's very, very bad.
Yay. So, high five, Bob. High five. Okay.
Thanks, Sue. And Bruce, I just wanted to say, you know, we have started a new sale, and we have the old sale going on. And so a lot of people have already received an email from us or maybe a text and have already started taking advantage of this. Okay. And so the old sale that's still going on, the best part of it is that the Boomer Boost is still on sale until tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. It's the buy one, get one half off sale. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, the heirloom barley is on sale the same way, buy one, get one half off. And, but I'm going to tell you, the new sale we put up, if you want that heirloom barley, is even a better way to get it. And the same thing with the vitamin B complex. And so the new sale is 8 different products that when you buy 3, you get all of them 50% off. So those 8 products are the heirloom barley, the collagen peptides, our omega-3 fatty acids, our vitamin D3, our vitamin B complex still is in that new sale. The olive leaf extract is in there, along with ashwagandha and resveratrol. Now, there's a lot of information about every one of those products and what they do, but some of them do a lot. So there's a lot of information. The heirloom barley has over 4,000 bioactive compounds in it. So it does many, many things. And collagen, of course, is very beneficial for your fascia because collagen is one of the main things that makes up your fascia.
Yep.
Right? Now, so that sale is get 3, get them all half price. If you want to get more, you can. You can get 3 of the same thing, or you can also mix and match if you want to.
Okay.
All right, and so, Bruce, I think that's it for tonight.
Okay.
It's 17 minutes after 10.
All right.
And
thank you, Bob. let's talk a little bit about that, because that is a new sale, started today. I love that you've got 8 different products that you can mix and match. 3 or more get you half off on any of them. So don't necessarily stop at 3. If you want to get a few more products, you can get them, and they'll all be at half price. Is that right, Bob? All of them half price.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a great sale. That's a really cool sale.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, thank you for that. And, of course, those products will be listed on using the on sale tab under the products menu. So how do you get there to find these? Half price. You go to biggalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you see the banner at the top that says Boomers, that's a direct link into Bob's site. So click on it. Boom, you're right into the Boomers site. And you can pull down the product menu and the on sale tab, and it'll list all those products that are in the sale. And that's a great deal, half off. And, Bob, are you limiting any number of those products? Are there any limits that you know of?
The limit, Bruce, is while supplies last.
There you go. Yep.
We don't know how long it's going to go on for, but we're going to be tracking it every day. We don't want to sell so many we run out before the next shipment comes in.
So some of them
we might have to take. Yeah, we might take some off the sale if it sells too fast.
All right. So right now, some of the people that got the email today have already acted on this. So make sure that you you jump in and can take advantage of this. Anytime you've got these terrific products at half price, if you buy three or more. It could be of the same product. It could be different ones. Three of one, two of one, one of another. Three, whatever, three or more, you get them half price. So I love it. Man, if I'm going to jump on all that, all those eight products. I'll have to check my inventory and see how I'm doing. But that's a really cool sale. A very cool sale. Thank you, Bob. So let's say you were interested in more information about what Bob was talking about tonight with the fascia discussion, or anything else for that matter that's relevant, you can certainly go give them a call on their toll-free number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So you know how to get to the site. You know how to call on the 800 number and get customer support. And 98.92% of Big Call Universe puts their orders in online. They just go to the website and knock it out, fill their cart, and go check it out. So that is very cool. That is a really cool way to do it, and that's really the way to go. Also, let's talk about where we stand on Intel. And I just want to thank Bob and Sue for that discussion about fascia. I found it very interesting. I knew a little bit about it, but I know a lot more now than I did before. So thank you for that, Bob and Sue.
Mostly Bob. Yeah.
But you were the one that asked him to talk about it, so you get some credit for that.
Yeah, with my curiosity engine. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Your curiosity, that's right. So thank you, Bob, for doing that. And take advantage of the sale while supplies last. Ah, you better move on it. Okay. Let's talk about where we stand on the Intel. We did get a little bit of information. However, it's been a little bit slow because a lot of people had signed brand new NDAs on Monday or Tuesday of this week. Brand new NDAs, and it's, you know, it's amazing we've actually what we get what we have at this point. But some of our top sources, and you know, you guys know that military is in charge of this. This is a military operation. Once the military gives the green light to Treasury, Treasury gives the green light to Wells, and Wells gives it to the Redemption Center leaders. It's sort of a hierarchy. And that's how it's been done, and that's how they're doing it. Now, it's been described to me several times in the past that what we're in with this revaluation of currencies and you know, the global currency reset and everything happening, it's all like a military op. And because of that, it is subject to change at a moment's notice. So we have to be aware of that, and I've told you that, I'm sure. But let's be aware that sometimes even the intel that I received on Tuesday, or actually Wednesday, yesterday, was looking so good for something big to happen today. And it didn't happen. Now, we got President Trump last night with a short speech. It was only like 18 or 20 minutes last night about the conflict with Iran. And I thought it was effective, but I didn't learn anything new. It was same old to me and to a lot of other people. We didn't get... What I was hoping for was we have a peace deal done with Iran. We didn't get that. We've got, if you guys don't agree to a peace deal and do it soon, we're going to blow the hell out of everything else that's left. Like, for example, your energy grid, your power plants, your this and that. And I know President Trump, in his heart of hearts, doesn't really want to have to do that. He would much rather have a real peace deal and a new government that will take Iran into a new life, into a new world, into a new scenario entirely. However, he has put it out there to them, and we're not getting any help out of any of the European countries. And so, you know, things are going to be changing there. He's already said that, spoken that. And so what we're looking for is we are looking for toll-free numbers to happen. And I'll give you the story on that in a second. All right, so what we were hearing from some of our top military was dates. 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as possible notification dates for us. And I would think it also comes into play for bondholders as well. I thought, okay, well, it's not Thursday. It's not Friday, but it sounds like Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. All right, that's okay. We made it this far. We're not going to throw the towel in now. We're close to that finish line on that marathon. We're not going to stop and lay down. So what else have we heard? We have heard that there are three countries that do not have their assets ponied up to where they are ready for asset-backed currencies for each of these three countries. Okay? For some reason, they're slow on the uptake and they haven't got that information out yet. But they need to. Maybe that's a little bit of this holdup. Who are the three countries? Lebanon. Some of that probably is because Hezbollah is right there as a terrorist organization, Hezbollah. So you've got Lebanon, Libya, and Iran. Those three countries don't have their act together right now as far as their assets for currencies. And I'm sure our people are working to try to make that happen. I'm sure they're trying to get that done. But right now, it's a little bit of an issue. Now, let's go to the third part of this. The third part deals with the med beds. Med beds for people with ZIM. They were referred to as ZIMmers. Z-I-M-E-R-S, ZIMmers. ZIM holders. ZIMmers, with dire need, of course, will get priority. ZIMmers med beds are to happen starting the 9th, 10th, and 11th of April. Now, that, since today is the 2nd, that would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week that they would be available for ZIMmers. ZIM holders. Okay? Now, the other piece of information that we heard was that there were meetings today. We know that there were group meetings of Redemption Center leaders in certain areas of the country that were getting the information that they needed at these meetings today. It was only an hour and 15-minute meeting, the ones that I'm familiar with. But we were told from one of the people that attended the meeting that that we should get notifications this weekend. Well, obviously, the weekend includes Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to say the weekend is in play for us. We also heard, remember, we heard Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is a little different because it brings Saturday into play, Saturday, Sunday. My understanding is that Easter Monday in the United States is not a federal holiday. It is a holiday to our neighbors, in our neighbors to the north in Canada. Don't know if that comes into play or not for us, and may come into play for Canada. Because usually on a federal holiday like that, or a bank holiday, the banks are closed. And even though we're using redemption centers that could be open, there's no guarantee that they will use the redemption centers if there is a federal holiday. So I'm saying that for Canada's use, not for our 50 states of the United States, so far 50. Alberta looks like they might just join us. They vote that in October. We'll have at least one more new state. They have to redo the flags and everything. Redo the flag. So we've got timing from military sources. We've got timing from, let's call them, Redemption Center staff, leaders. And then we have what President Trump talked about, which was he wants to see an end to this war in 1 or 2 weeks, maybe three, he said last night. 1 or 2 weeks, maybe three. I'd like to see it by Easter Sunday. But what has to happen for us to have a so-called ceasefire is for the Strait of Hormuz to be fully operational and open. Let that oil flow through it. Let those tankers go through without interruption. Now, some are going through. I believe they could put a lot more through than what they're getting through right now. But at least some tankers are going through. China needs this oil. Japan needs this oil. South Korea needs the oil. Pakistan, India need the oil. And I'm sure there are many other countries that are dependent upon Iranian oil. So we're going to believe and pray that that Strait of Hormuz opens up and we don't have to bomb the you-know-what out of their electrical grid or their power plants, $10 billion power plant that's fairly new in Iran, and that we get a reasonable government that we can work with. And by the way, I'm 100% in favor of the action that President Trump took and our military is taking, 100%, because this was an existential threat on not only us, the Middle East, obviously Israel, and other countries as well. This is something that had to be done to help secure the world. And, you know, nobody likes to go to war. We're not into that. President Trump does not want to do boots on the ground. He wants this thing to be over. But he wants a reasonable peace plan that is something that's viable, something that will work. That 15-point peace plan is all it is. And I know that there are people in Iran that are reasonable and that can put this together and that can do this and represent Iran in a new form of government. We need that to happen. We need it to happen now. So have we been pushed a little bit? I think so. Hopefully only a few days. Hopefully we can get something over the weekend or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as we heard. So that is pretty much where we stand right now. And I can't tell you for sure. We had rates on the screens a couple of days ago. We had some new rates on the screens. We had everything's running cool on that. And we're looking good. You're still going to get plenty on all your currencies. And, of course, the ZIM is what it is on par with the dollar. So we're waiting for a lot of cool stuff to happen this month, and maybe even this weekend or the first part of next week. Let's see what happens. What I want everybody to do is to have a good weekend and to enjoy this Easter season that we're in right now and be able to enjoy what God has provided for us. So let's talk a little bit about, before we go out and pray the call out, let's talk a little bit about what Sue is offering. Now, Sue mentioned that she's offering the new deals, new teams, 100 still. That's $100 for two audio recordings of the class that was called New Teams. And that's a really terrific. A lot of people are getting it. More people should get it. And a new offering as of tonight, what's called Heart. And she explained it. And Heart is, again, two classes. It's Heart 100.
Wait. Slow down. Wait, we're going to say
wait,
the Heart.
What are you doing?
I have to.
What?
Because it's not just Heart. It's this Heart.
It's not just Heart, but that's what they're supposed to put in the subject line.
I know. But it's about collaboration.
Yeah, it's
about collaboration.
Okay. It's about collaboration, art and science collaboration. If you want to put that in the subject line, feel free. Or if you want to just put Heart 100, feel free to do that too. Either way. If you want both, let her know in the email that you'd like both. Okay? Both Heart and Science collaboration and New Teams. Okay? Just let her know. $100 for each course would be 100 and 100, 200 total. And then let her know if you have PayPal or if you don't have PayPal, and she'll invoice you a different way. But put your name and your cell phone number in the email so that she can text you if she needs to. Everything usually is done by email. Okay, so where do you send the email? You guys know the address by now. integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. So send it off to Sue. Keep her busy this weekend fulfilling these requests for both of these courses, and do it right away. We'll have to see what happens as far as getting more information. We won't have a call until next Tuesday, and hopefully we've got something by then, possibly over the weekend. Remember, we had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then we had Redemption Center leaders telling us they were thinking it was going to be this weekend. Well, that opens up Saturday or Sunday. So let's see which it is. Let's see. Let's be ready to receive it. But let's go ahead and thank everybody on the big call, like Sue, doing a bang-up job. I love what she brings to the call. Thank you, Sue. And Bob, really good discussion tonight on fascia. And I love the transparency that Bob has with his with the information that people write in about to him. It's really good. The testimonials, you know. He usually gets, like, a lot of five-star testimonials. But, you know, he told us about a one-star tonight. That's just being fair and being honest. His overall rating is 4.7 all the way across the board, which is terrific. So check some of those out if you want to read some of those and see some video and see some pictures of some of those people. You can do that on the website, all right, on Bob's website. So let's thank GCK and Doug. Thank you, Pastor Scott, Jeannie. So consistent, very helpful. hopeful to hear both of you. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the globe through the Starlink system. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us on the Big Call for 15 years. Realize I'm into my 22nd year of currencies, of having not only known about them, but owned them. So I think we're ready. I think we've paid our dues. We're ready to get this thing going. Then we've got our projects to do, right? We've got a little time to make some changes if we need to, maybe buy a new house, maybe move, maybe buy a new car. All those things are coming up. Maybe take a little vacation. You're entitled. You're entitled already. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're looking forward to this taking place. Get in touch with Sue. Take advantage of Bob's half-price sale on 8 different products. So take advantage of it. It sounds terrific. Let's remember this week and just what everything means to us as believers in Christ. If you're a believer in Christ, you understand the seriousness of this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the Resurrection Sunday. Thank you for acknowledging that in your own hearts, in your own spirit. So let's just pray the call out and let everybody look forward to having a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Heavenly Father, we just come to you with gratitude. We thank you for what you have done for us by giving us your only begotten Son as the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God. Thank you for that and for everything that Jesus means to us now and into eternity. Thank you for the blessing that is coming, that we're looking forward to with open arms to be good stewards of. And thank you for all the people in Big Call Universe that have been listening for many, many years, some of them all 15 years. Thank you for everybody's participation in doing projects and using their faith to believe unto good works. Not for salvation, but to unto good works as it's happening for us now and in the future. We thank you for everything that we have already. We're a blessed nation. We pray that Iran would come to a peaceful ceasefire agreement of peace, and that we would have that, and that all the countries of the Middle East would acknowledge it, and that the oil would flow smoothly through the Strait of Hormuz and get to the countries that need it. Thank you for President Trump, his cabinet, and the entire administration that's doing their very best to get everything handled and done in a short period of time. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of the Middle East and around the globe. We thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday and a wonderful weekend. And we'll look forward to talking with you this coming Tuesday night. God bless you guys.